This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hotlin, and today we're going to talk to, someone who is really a kindred spirit, because he's a great communicator. He's got a great website, a very, very popular website that is beautifully designed and offers lots and lots of information. He, too, is a podcaster, and he's also a VCaster. He leverages all forms of media and social media. And he is Dr. Josh Axe. Dr. Axe founded one of the most visited natural health websites in the world. It's draxe.com. It's got over 15 million monthly visitors. And the main topics include nutrition, natural medicine, fitness, healthy recipes, home remedies, and trending health news. So it is a vital accompaniment to your listenership to Intelligent Medicine. I recommend it very highly. And he has many, many personal accomplishments. He is a chiropractor, DC. He also has credentials in nutrition. He's a certified nutrition specialist, as am I. He is an athlete himself, and he's been a physician for many professional athletes. He's authored several best-selling books, including Eat Dirt, The Real Food Diet Cookbook, Essential Oils, Ancient Medicine, and millions of people have read his books and gone through his programs, including Healing Leaky Gut, which we'll talk about a little bit on today's podcast. He's also been a regular guest expert on the Dr. Oz Show, which is in itself quite an accolade. And he has also compiled some useful lists. And I have to say that I was very, very pleasantly surprised to learn that I was afforded the great distinction of being one of Dr. Axe's top 50 doctors. So I want to thank you, Dr. Axe, for selecting me. I was very, very gratified to see myself included among some very, very top-notch practitioners, some real distinguished people in the field. So really appreciate that. And I just want to let you know that, full disclosure, there was no exchange of funds. The check bounced, didn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, hey, Dr. Ronald, I really appreciate you having me on the show. I followed your work for a long time and just love how you teach people. You know, one of the things I talk about, you know, how to use food as medicine and turning to, you know, things like traditional Chinese medicine, to get the body healthy. So, you know, I totally agree. We are kindred spirits. You know, right when I saw one of your photos pop up and I saw you're a triathlete as well, I knew we had a lot in common, from personal hobbies to, you know, being fans of natural medicine. So again, I'm really honored to be on the show today with you. You know, one of the top doctors in the world. So thanks for having me.
Well, that's very kind. And so you're such a versatile point and shoot expert in so many areas. But I think maybe we can tee off this conversation by talking about what you think is really one of the most fundamental aspects of health. And I have a feeling that that may be related to gut health, because a lot of what you write is about optimizing the GI tract and its relationship to systemic health. So take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm actually preparing a presentation. I'm speaking in a couple of weeks at the Autism Education Summit in Dallas. And, you know, as I'm reading up on even the, you know, latest medical literature that has just come out this year, you know, we're seeing just a tremendous correlation between gut health and the brain, and gut health and our different emotional responses. And so, you know, one of the things that I really focus on in terms of my practice, Dr. Ron, as do you, is getting to, you know, what's the root cause of disease today? You know, why is so much of mainstream medicine not working for people? And, you know, one of the things I've seen, as you have too, more people are turning to, diet and natural means to get healthy. And, you know, we've all heard this quote, probably everybody on the line has heard this as well. But, you know, as Hippocrates said over 2000 years ago, all disease begins on the gut. And so when I'm taking care of patients, and just to give an example, you know, when I was full time in my clinic, I took care of a lot of children who are on the autism spectrum. And, you know, one of the things that I found there is, you know, the first thing I did is I put them on a gluten and casein free diet. I supplement with things like probiotics and fish oil. And just doing that alone, we saw just really, really positive changes in overall behavior and learning outcomes and speaking. And so, you know, that was really encouraging. And one of the things I started to find over time as well is that, you know, pretty much almost every disease today, some type of its root cause, a lot of it can be based in overall gut health. And I'll share just another quick story as well. And then I'd love to just give some tips on ways we can really restore our gut health. But, you know, I believe everything from, brain health in terms of, you know, depression and anxiety, a lot of that can start in the gut. Inflammatory skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis, mood issues I talked about earlier, autism, malabsorption of vitamins and minerals, thyroid conditions, including Hashimoto's thyroiditis, autoimmune disease, and even a lot of these food sensitivities that we see today, most of these health conditions, again, even mentioning thyroid and adrenal, a lot of them start in the gut. And, you know, what really got me into, practicing the way I practice today, Dr. Ron, is I had a health crisis in my own family. You know, when I was in junior high, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And this was really shocking to myself and my family, because my mom was a fitness instructor. So she taught fitness classes. She taught like swim classes. She was even my PE teacher in elementary school, but at 40 years old, diagnosed with cancer. And during that time, my family lived in what I'd call the conventional medical system. I was always on antibiotics and anti-allergy medications. And my mom went through the traditional system of, she went through and had chemotherapy and had a mastectomy. And after going through rounds of chemo, she went to her oncologist and she was diagnosed as being cancer-free and healthy. But really for the next 10 years, my mom actually had many other health conditions pile on. My mom struggled with chronic constipation. She was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. She got put on 3 medications. She got put on antidepressants. And she was really just, she had nodules on her thyroid, and she was really just sick and tired all the time. And this went on for over 10 years. And finally, I got a call from her. And at this point, I was actually in chiropractic college working on studying, you know, forms of natural medicine. And she called me and she said, "I've got bad news. I've been diagnosed with cancer again." And she said, "What do I do?" And I said, "Mom, I'll be home." And I flew home back to Ohio from Florida where I was studying. And we just both felt really led that at first we should really try and change some things and go naturally. And so with my mom, she started juicing vegetables every single day. She ate perfectly, no sugar whatsoever. So she did veggie juice, drank a little bit of chicken broth, lots of wild berries, lots of herbs like turmeric and probiotics and reishi mushroom. And she started doing lymphatic drainage massage. And she actually bought a horse and started horseback riding. She did that when she was a kid and did all of these things completely different. And we went back to her oncologist after 4 months and we got a call and did a CT scan and PET scan. And he called us the next day and he said, "This is highly unusual." He said, I've actually not seen something like this happened to this degree before," but he said, "Your tumors have shrunk in half." And in fact, said your largest tumor was on your lungs, was 2.5 centimeters. Now it's down to 1.2. And he said, "You know, keep doing what you're doing. I'll see you again. And I want you to come back in 9 months." And she went back 9 months later and almost complete remission at that point. And today my mom's about 65 years old. She retired from Ohio down to Florida, and she's actually ran 3 5Ks with me in the past couple of years and gotten second and third in her age group. She water skis all the time. But I just share that to say, you know, one of the things that this is why I believe so strongly in what you do, Dr. Ron, and what I do is that, you know, and by the way, I want to be clear, I'm not claiming that this one thing or something, you know, can cure cancer, but I really believe that when you treat the body right and get it in the right healing environment, you know, health, the body can heal. And one of the biggest things, the reason I kind of circle back around with this is that my mom, after going through chemo, she had chronic constipation. In fact, she told me, she said, I've been having an average of about one bowel movement a week for almost 2 years. And so sick. And so one of the biggest things we changed with her is we radically transformed her digestive health. You know, we started doing, again, a lot of those juiced vegetables and lots of omega, just lots of fish oil. And she started doing a mini trampoline and rebounder and all those types of things. And she went from having one bowel movement a week to one to two a day. And I really believe that, too, is sort of a turning point in her health. And so, you know, I really believe that no matter what somebody's struggling with today, digestive issues, the gut can be at the root of it. And a lot of times, Dr. Ron, you and I both see this, when we talk about a condition like leaky gut syndrome or intestinal permeability, people tend to think, well, leaky gut syndrome, that must mean I'm going to have this digestive issue. You know, that might be something similar to, you know, an IBS or a ulcerative colitis.
It can be a silent problem, but it still puts you at risk. Yeah. Well, for listeners who are a little less familiar with this term, it's being bandied about a lot. Provide us with a definition of what's going on when people experience leaky gut, and, you know, why should it be consequential in terms of other related health issues, not just digestive issues?
Sure. So leaky gut syndrome, if you think about it like this, is your gut lining is essentially like a net. Imagine a net with very small holes in it. Now, you have these what are called gap junctions, but essentially you've got these little holes in the net. Imagine that you get a tear in that hole, like a fishing net, and then larger things can get through. So to where originally micronutrients like vitamins and minerals should be getting from going from your gut into your bloodstream. Well, now if you get a hole or tear in that net in your gut lining, now certain things can actually get into the bloodstream, like undigested food particles like gluten, bad bacteria and toxins. When those get into the bloodstream, it doesn't just cause inflammation of the gut lining. It can cause inflammation of other areas. And over time, that can even cause your body to attack its own tissues, leading to autoimmune disease. So really, it's sort of this vicious cycle that starts with gut inflammation. So again, if you're really highly stressed, that can cause gut inflammation. If you're consuming toxic foods, if you're consuming foods that are really just difficult to digest, like foods that unprepared, certain types of bread with lots of gluten, certain medications, different types of toxins, those can damage the gut lining. That over time can cause food intolerances, immune system issues, autoimmunity. But really, if you think about this, your gut's a net. When it gets a hole in it or tear in it, that really can lead to, that's what leaky gut is. But, you know, that can affect the thyroid. It can affect the brain. It can really affect the joints. You know, it can affect almost every area of the body.
Right. Well, you probably see this a lot in the athletes that you work with. You've been working with Olympic athletes, professional and high-level amateur athletes, college athletes. And one of the things that they tend to do is that they're very good on the exercise equation, maybe a little bit too proactive, because it turns out that over-exercise can actually accentuate leaky gut. But also they may get some aches and pains, and they may decide, hey, you know, I got a good idea. You know, before this race, and before I work out, I'll just take some Advil. You know, then I won't feel pain. Okay, let me do that. And, oh, by the way, since I work out so much, let me hit the training table. And of course, I got a carbo load, you know, eat the pasta, eat those, you know, after a 50-mile bike ride, you know, maybe, you know, have a couple of croissants or bagels. Perhaps that creates a perfect storm.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, one of the things you mentioned earlier, you know, things like, you know, the NSAIDs, whether it be Advil or, you know, ibuprofen, some of these others, they actually have been linked to intestinal bleeding. So, you know, they cause even more of an issue. And it really is a vicious cycle, you know, that happens within the body to where, you know, when somebody is over-exercising, you know, increasing cortisol levels, you know, that can affect the gut lining and so on. But yeah, we absolutely do see this in athletes. I'll give you an example, Dr. Ron. In fact, my cousin is a triathlete as well, and he's done, you know, several Ironman triathlons. But one of the things he started having just from over-exercising is he started having loose stool really consistently. And, you know, we had him back off his exercise, had him start supplementing with some zinc and some bone broth and some glutamine, and really made a huge difference. But, you know, a lot of athletes in that instance, they do exactly what you said. They would, you know, turn to, they'd eat sugar, they would, you know, consume more of these medications, which those have been linked to leaky gut, which would really only make it worse over time.
Indeed. And you're a big proponent of bone broth. In fact, it's actually one of the products that you offer on your website at drx.com. So tell us about that, and how does bone broth help to reconstitute the gut?
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things that I know you and I are both believers in is going back to some of these ancient principles that eating more like a hunter-gatherer in many cases, or following more of a traditional Chinese medicine diet. But when you look at, you know, some of the deficiencies we have today, I really believe we have a proline and glycine deficiency in our diet. You know, most of the proteins we eat today, this actually really surprises some people. Most of the proteins we eat today are what I would refer to as methionine-rich proteins. And these
porterhouse steak doesn't deliver a lot of proline and glycine.
Glycine, yeah, exactly. And so, you know, where most of the plants we eat today, whether it be rice and beans or eating a chicken breast or a steak, most of those proteins are very similar. They're proteins that are really supportive of building lean muscle. Versus, you know, if you're eating bone broth or chicken cartilage or even organ meats like liver, certain organ meats have this, but those actually are very high in these amino acids, proline and glycine, and those are the building blocks of collagen. Now, as we start to age, you know, if somebody's starting to get wrinkles on their skin and these creases, part of that's due to your body produces less collagen over time, which is very elastic in nature. It's really what causes you to have firm and toned skin. Well, most of us are not getting really any collagen in our diet. We're getting, again, lots of these muscle-building proteins, but none of the cartilage and ligament-building proteins. And so what happens over time is, you know, we tend to develop more of these joint ligament issues and issues that are really from collagen deficiencies. And I'll give you an example of this too. You know, there's this big, for 25 years now, we've talked a lot about the balance of omega-3 fats to omega-6. And if we get too much of one or the other, especially too much omega-6, it causes too much inflammation in the body. Well, I really believe the same is true. A lot of us have an imbalance of the type of amino acids we're consuming, way too much of one, not enough of another, and that's causing degradation and inflammation within our bodies. And so, again, when you look at your gut lining, for instance, it's made up of mostly type 2 collagen, the same as your cartilage and joints. It's called type 2 collagen, which is found in chicken broth, versus when you look at your skin, hair, and nails, your bones and your discs, those are made up of type 1 and 3 collagen, so they support those tissues as well. But again, most of us, we're not getting enough collagen. And the great thing about bone broth is it is high in the perfect amino acid ratios of proline, hydroxyproline, glycine, and glutamine, which are very reparative to that gut lining. And so again, if somebody has a digestive issue, I really believe bone broth is the number one thing they could consume to really heal their gut. And the other thing, you know, most of us today, you know, we are eating a lot of things that are difficult to digest. Now, this is another thing that might surprise people, but when somebody has a digestive issue, or whether it be leaky gut or inflammatory bowel disease or autoimmune disease, you know, eating a lot of like raw vegetables actually typically isn't the best, because they're more difficult to digest. Versus when you're consuming bone broth, it's already in an amino acid form. Your body has to do almost no work whatsoever to actually digest and process those amino acids. And the other great thing about bone broth, it's also very high in glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid. And when we hear hyaluronic acid, people use those to sort of tighten, firm their skin. It's used today. They'll inject hyaluronic acid into joints that are damaged. But the amount in bone broth, it's found in higher levels of bone broth than any other source, and it also works to repair that gut lining. So again, there's lots of reasons I'm a fan of bone broth, whether it be doing it in a powder form in a smoothie or making your own at home or buying it frozen. But bone broth to me is probably the number one superfood that people need to be getting in their diets.
Well, sort of a devil's advocate question. In lieu of laboriously making bone broth. I mean, I do it all the time whenever I, you know, have leftover bones. I just throw them into a crock pot and let them go for, you know, 24 or 48 hours, and I've got a wonderful broth that can be a soup stock. But, you know, perhaps you don't want the muss and fuss, and, you know, in lieu of an expensive product that's organic, grass-fed, etc., why not just go out and buy some Knox gelatin? What is there a downside to that approach?
Yeah, gelatin is great. So here's what I get this question a lot. So I think going out and buying like a collagen or a gelatin supplement is great. It's going to have good levels of type 1 and 3 collagen, very high in those, because most of the time it's coming from the hide of cows. So that's going to be great, especially for your skin, hair, and nails. And it is going to have some benefits as well for the joints and the gut. The type 2 collagen found in chicken cartilage is probably the most beneficial, specifically for the gut and the immune system and the joints. But yeah, gelatin is great. I tell my patients that as well. Getting some collagen or gelatin is definitely beneficial to the body. But if people can, making chicken broth at home or doing a protein from a bone broth. And the other thing you won't get if you're just buying gelatin and collagen, you're not going to get the hyaluronic acid, glucosamine, and chondroitin. But in general, if you really just know for yourself you need to get some more collagen, then absolutely gelatin and collagen are definitely good options.
So basic home recipe, you take the bones from, you know, your leftover chicken or from your porterhouse for your T-bone steak, and you throw them in a pot. And is this as simple as that? How long does it go? Is there a point where the beneficial compounds degrade, or is what?
Yeah, typically it's 24 hours. And what I do is I just go to my local farmer's market, and a lot of times they'll have chicken bones there, and typically I get the feet, necks, and back, and I throw those in a crock pot. I just add, I just submerge it in water, so whatever sort of gets all of the contents underwater. I add about 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and then I let it cook for 24 hours. So I typically do it in a crock pot or slow cooker. But yeah, the only ingredients are chicken parts or beef parts, and then water and a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and you're good to go.
Great. Okay. Well, I guess the apple cider vinegar acts a little bit of a catalyst to help release more of the nutrients.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that acid, those organic acids help pull out, some of the minerals there as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, on that note, our listeners know that we divide these podcasts into two parts. So today we're talking to Dr. Josh Axe. He is a certified doctor of natural medicine, doctor of chiropractic. He's a certified clinical nutritionist. And he's also founder of one of the most visited natural health websites in the world at draxe.com. And I've looked at it, Josh, and, you know, I got to say, you know, sometimes the information that's out there is, yeah, you know this as well. It's a little sketchy. It's, you know, a lot of clickbait, some fake news, exaggerations, claims that are a little bit too far gone. And I have to say that, you know, taking the temperature of your website, I it's just right in terms of offering helpful advice in a responsible way. So I think you're really doing the public a service. I urge our listeners to go to draxe.com, sign up for the newsletter, and become a regular user of that resource. And we'll be right back in just a moment with more of Dr. Josh Axe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.